Can anybody tell me what story we've been reading? Story of Moses? Jonah. Jesus? That's always a good answer. But it's Jonah. You remember Jonah. You told me something about Jonah. Well, last week we finished with the big fish vomiting Jonah out onto the shore. Seemed like a good stopping point. We're going to finish up today because Easter is coming, and this has been a great story. Let's see what happened to Jonah. Again, the Lord told Jonah to go to Nineveh, and this time he went and warned the people that their city would be destroyed. The king and all his subjects, knowing that they had done wrong, begged God to spare them and promised that they would mend their ways. God heard their prayers and resolved not to harm them. Jonah, however, was angry that the city was to be spared. Do you guys know what Jonah felt? What he was feeling? Now, I know if you've got a big sister or brother or a little sister or brother, I know you know what he was feeling. Sometimes your brother or sister does something wrong and you just sit back and think, all right, now the show is about to begin when mom and dad get here. So I know you know this feeling. So Jonah built himself a shelter outside the city walls, meaning to stay there until Nineveh fell. God, watching over him, made a vine grow up to shade Jonah from the sun. But the next morning, God sent a worm that fed on the roots of the vine until it withered and died. The sun grew hot and a stifling wind blew from the east until Jonah was suffering so much that he wished himself dead. "Why are you angry that the vine has withered?" God asked him. "Why do you care about a vine that you neither planted nor watered, while you resent my care for the well-being of a city of thousands of souls?" Jonah was more upset that the worm came and ate that vine than he was that God might destroy the city of Nineveh. Don't you think he should have been concerned about the people in Nineveh? Yeah? Yeah. But it's tempting, isn't it? And just like with our brother or sister. And this is all of us. This isn't just us here in the front row. It's whether you're 5 or 55, I think we sometimes are tempted by that feeling that we want to see some justice come to other people. But this whole story of Jonah has been a good one to see God's love, that he wouldn't, even though Jonah did some things wrong, he still loved Jonah. And the people of Nineveh eventually came and repented, and they knew God's love as well. Now, there's a story that I have to tell. The first day we started with Jonah, I was talking to little Hannah here after worship, and she told me the story of Jonah, and she was talking about a caterpillar. And I didn't make the connection between the caterpillar and the worm. And finally, she got frustrated and said, "You know, Pastor Matt, maybe you should just read the Bible." Do you remember that? Well, we read it and we heard about it, didn't we? All right, stand up. Let us bless the children. Christ be with you as you go to learn and worship. Go in peace.